Brocklin Buick GMC in Columbia, Illinois. You know the name. Bob Brocklin has been satisfying car and truck buyers for over 40 years. But now, thanks to the completion of a brand new location just 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, Brocklin is the ideal Buick GMC and certified pre-owned destination for buyers on both sides of the river. Stop in or go online and check out the attractive selection of Buick and GMC vehicles, along with an extended inventory of certified pre-owned. And Bob Brocklin's new service center features the latest in automotive technology. Remember, the award-winning Brocklin service team is happy to work on your vehicle regardless of where you bought it. There's a brand new auto dealership in Columbia, Illinois, and it's a name you can trust. Introducing the all-new Bob Brocklin Buick GMC in Columbia, a big city dealership with a friendly hometown feel. 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, just off I-255 on Old State Route 3. Store hours are 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and Saturday till 6, or 24/7 online at brocklin.com.
Come into McGuire for all of your furniture rental and sales needs. We've got the signature design line from Ashley, Englander Mattresses, and Office Furniture, too. We've been locally owned and operated since 1981, and our newly expanded showroom at 650 Fifi Road near Westport is full of quality furniture at low prices. Stop in today or visit McGuireFurnitureRental.com.
Furniture that you desire. McGuire Furniture Rental and Sales.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Ah, it's fall. A good time to visit Noble Ice Vineyards in beautiful Augusta, Missouri. Noble Ice's friendly staff is ready to greet you with a complimentary wine tasting. Noble Ice is located in historic Augusta wine country, just 1 mile past Augusta, Missouri. Take Highway 94 West from Highway 64 for 18 miles, and you will find Noble Ice Vineyards perched on a hilltop overlooking beautiful wine country. For more information, visit NobleIceVineyards.com. That's N-O-B-O-L-E-I-S Vineyards.com.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you by the St. Louis VA Healthcare System. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou takes on the Florida Gators. St. Louis VA Healthcare System. Healthcare for heroes.
Phillips 66 fuels the neighborhood with performance gas and just about everything else. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season. Why? Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 to 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 out of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break
open FM.
Not yet.
Too soon.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
dirty chicken butts.
Is there any other kind?
And do we ever determine whether eggs come out of the chicken's butt or...
I don't believe we did. I don't believe we did.
Is there more than one
orifice?
I want to say, yeah, orifice.
You need
that's
to check.
Word.
Will you check into the?
Sure.
Yeah, no, Dr. Doug would know.
He would.
Because he's probably treated some people's pet hens or chickens or something. Well, that's the way we start off our show. Does a chicken have one or two holes?
I'm Googling chicken orifices right now.
Okay, while he does that, I'll say, well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 15th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feed Stores. We'll tell you what they are and what they do.
Hey!
After we do this, and this would be a couple of introductions. We start with our control board operator. He's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a distribution from your 401k, then now is a great time to call Mark and Jason, sit down for a free consultation regarding all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Oh, just great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horse is fine, yeah.
And Rat Boy is trying to get a hold of somebody in Major League Baseball. He says he's got a great idea. And it's, you know, those foam fingers?
Yeah.
You know, he wants to make them. What do you make them out of?
Cheese.
Out of cheese.
Oh.
And then when you're finished, you eat the finger.
Oh.
I guess that's because sponge just gets foam, gets wasted, and who knows how long it takes to, you know, be biodegradable.
Right. Right.
You may have something. You may be onto something there.
It's more green friendly.
It is more green friendly, especially if it's green cheese. I think is there green cheese? Is there any cheese that's green except the moon? We know the moon's green cheese.
I got to Google that.
Google that too, and Google two butts on a chicken. And while you do that, I will introduce these guys, Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. You would know Farmer Dave.
Yes.
Or any farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Any farmer would know. Thank you. Does an egg come out of the same orifice on a hen as the poop comes out? I think that is a very legitimate question. And they say curiosity killed the cat, but I'm a big fan of curiosity.
There is green cheese I'm looking at here.
Well, see? There you go. Probably fell down from the moon.
Derby.
Derby cheese?
Yeah. And I also, let me see, I have the chicken answer.
Okay, and this is, folks, is the answer to the question, does the egg come out of the same place that the poop comes out of?
There's just one hole.
Oh, boy, that makes eggs a little less appetizing. They're so clean, though, when they come out.
Yeah, well, it says, well, yes and no. Chickens have a cloaca.
What?
Oh, it's probably like a
cloaca.
Maybe there's
tunnels that come into
one. Yeah, two tunnels, two tubes that come down and then meet in the one hole. So the egg would come out of one, and the
but they're still converging.
Still be poop residue.
Yes,
aren't
but they're still exiting out of the same place. Why is there never poop on your egg, honey? These eggs taste like SH.
Some eggs are brown.
So they have a cloaca. But the hen turns part of the cloaca and the last segment of the oviduct inside out like a glove.
Oviduct.
What?
The egg emerges far outside at the end of the bulge, so it can't contact the walls of the cloaca and get icky.
Huh. Is it painful, do you think, for a hen to let an egg out? Is it like...
It'd be like birthing a baby, like every...
But it's
don't
smooth.
They do it every day? I mean, don't they lay eggs every morning?
I don't know.
I don't even know. You know how stupid we are? How often does a hen lay eggs? I don't even know.
Google that.
You go out to the hen house. Surely not every morning. They can't possibly create an egg every 24 hours.
References list the egg-laying interval as 27 hours.
Get out of here.
However, that number is across all breeds, all conditions.
But even if it's every couple of days.
In general, a chicken lays an egg every 24 hours.
Wow. See, I was right. Every morning, you go to the hen house, there's another egg. And it's just one egg at a time,
stretchy,
right?
Stretchy cloaca. Yeah, I think it's just one egg at a time.
They don't do litters of eggs. Like, ooh,
no,
eight eggs.
I know that for a fact.
Well, there are brown eggs.
There are colored eggs. Yeah. There are blue. You know, Martha Stewart has those, whatever you call them, those eggs that lay those. Look at these. Look at these phones. Phones are going crazy. Dan, see what they have to say.
Yeah, let's talk about
Martha Stewart
butts.
Has hens, and there's a name for them, and they lay these, like, pale blue pastel.
Easter? Easter
well, they're
eggs.
Pretty. They are like Easter eggs, and they're really pretty. What'd you do? Just blow your nose in the microphone?
No, I did that. Oh. I was guffawing at dancing Easter eggs.
We're brought to you by the good feed stores. Here's what we do know. We do know that a lot of times when people are in pain, they're in pain even though the pain you feel is in your hip or your neck or your back or your headaches coming from your feet. Coming from your feet because I'm not a doctor. I don't completely understand it, but it makes sense to me. You got all this pressure. Let's say you weigh 180 pounds. You have 180 pounds coming down on your feet. That's a lot of weight, all down on your feet. And unless you have gigantic feet, you know, the size of catcher's mitts, per square inch, a lot of pounds per square inch. Now, if your walk is a little bit out of balance or you're standing and your weight distribution is uneven, or because of the shape of your feet, let's say there's one part of your foot, the heel or the outer edge or the bunion? Is that the part? Bunion is a thing that grows on your feet. What's the ball of your foot?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to. Is a bunion the same as a corn?
Yeah, sort of. Kind of a bunion's like a growth on the bone or something.
Sort of.
Yeah.
So then if there's too much weight there, that's going to produce some pain that could manifest itself in your feet or could shoot up somewhere else. Here's the deal. Good feet has inserts, arch supports, that very slightly redistribute the weight. It's not going to be like you put it in your shoe and then you have to learn how to walk again. It's so slight. They're comfortable. But you walk around the store and you go, wow, I can't believe this. I can already tell a difference. The pain's not there. That's what you want. That's what you're looking for. And that's what a lot of people end up getting when they go into Goodfeet store. Now, if it doesn't work for you and you happen to have a more severe case of whatever it is that requires surgery or something, okay. But for thousands of people, this is the answer, has been the answer, is the Goodfeet stores. So if you're in pain, you don't need an appointment. Walk in, tell them where the pain is. It's such a simple process. Let's see if they have something that they can put in your shoe or shoes, because they make different styles for different kinds of shoes, that will alleviate that pain. There's one on Olive west of 270 across from Friday's. There's a Goodfeet store in South County on Union Road across from Macy's. And there's a Goodfeet store Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, the Goodfeet stores. What do we get? We can't take
Dave
all these calls.
I was going to say Dave on one line one has chickens.
Well, then he would be the guy.
All right.
Dave, how are you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you?
Good. Months ago, maybe a couple of years ago, we went through all this, but we've forgotten what we learned. I know that a hen can lay an egg without a rooster being on the farm, correct?
That's true.
It just won't be fertilized.
That's exactly correct.
All right, now, do they lay eggs every morning, basically?
Well, some do, you know, very early in the morning. It depends upon their cycle. If you have chickens in perfect health and perfect conditions, they'll lay an egg every 25 hours.
Oh, 25.
According to the books.
Yeah.
But to think that you go out every morning and gather eggs, no, because they're sleeping in the roost until the sun comes up. Then they start, you know, going in the nest boxes. You're better off going in at noon or 2 or 3 o'clock.
Now, how many hens do you have? And when people say chicken, what is that? Is a chicken a sort of all-inclusive term for roosters and hens?
All I have, because since I live in St. Louis County, we're not allowed to have roosters.
Mm, they wake people up.
Yeah. All I have is hens, and I have, right now, I have 17 of them.
Okay, and do you do it for the eggs or just because you like having hens to raise? Kind of a hobby?
Both.
Yeah.
Both. I mean, I try to make my hobbies pay for themselves.
Mm. So you sell the eggs. What do you get for a dozen of those eggs?
I get $3.
Okay. Seems like a lot of work for $3 a dozen.
Is it a lot of difference between, like, a store-bought egg that you get at any one of the grocery stores and an egg, like, from you?
Egg from Dave's farm.
Yeah.
The only way I can tell the difference is when I hard-boil them. Because whenever I scramble eggs or anything like that or fry them, I always add seasonings and this, that, and another. So a hard-boiled egg is the only way I can tell the difference. And I can definitely taste the difference.
Really?
Yes.
Well, let's get to the important part, the orifice.
How about the exit hole? Is it the same for poop and eggs?
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy.
And every once in a while, you come out with a little bit of a dirty egg, and you need to scrub it off before you put it in.
But you're not eating the shell. I mean, that's the good thing. You're not eating the shell.
That's right. That's the protection. That's a poop protector. We didn't know that before. Now we know what the shell really is, a poop protector.
Yeah.
Now, what is, Dave, when you crack an egg and you put it in a... bowl or something before you whip it up to scramble it. What is that little sperm-looking white thing next to the yolk that's kind of floating around?
What?
Yeah, that little piece of white sperm.
I've seen it. I know what he's talking about.
What is that? What is that thing?
You know, I don't know.
It's always in there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. That. I'm guessing. I would, you know, I'll defer to somebody who's a zoologist or a biologist.
I don't know how Pam could chicken, never have noticed that.
I would guess that is the embryo, the actual embryo of the chicken.
That's what I'm thinking. All right. Well, Dave, thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Right, bye-bye. No, when you crack an egg, like I said, put in a clear mixing bowl.
Right. There's clear
the
part.
Yellow,
and
there's
the yolk.
Sort of clear, pale yellow part, and there's that little glob of white. Looks like a
it
little
looks like a little snot ball or something.
Yeah. It's in every egg?
Every one I've ever cracked.
Every one I have, too. Yeah.
Wow. I've never
You need to look closer when you crack
eggs. Yeah, you look at your eggs, buddy.
So thank you, Dave, for that information. Now, this is interesting. We had a couple of charity drives early in the year. We raised money for Friends of Kids with Cancer, and we raised money for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. And I think in the drive for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, at the last minute, I just, on a whim, threw out, just to get another $500, I said, if somebody will donate $500, we'll give you a harmonica lesson from the master, Dan Strauss. And you will receive a harmonica, if not identical to, very similar to the one he plays on this show. And a guy named Andy paid $500. But I was in contact with Andy 2 days ago, and he said, I'm too nervous to come in for my harmonica lesson. Just, I'm happy to give the money. I don't need the lesson. And I thought, how selfless and generous. But now I had this thought. Why don't we reopen bidding and throw that offer out there again and see who's interested in a harmonica? Here's how the way this will work. You will get one lesson, and it'll be, I don't know, like a 10-minute lesson. It won't take long because he's a master teacher. And you will, I can promise you, there's a guarantee that goes with this. You will be able, and I know this sounds hard to believe, you will be able to play the harmonica in one lesson right here in this studio on the air as well as Dan Strauss.
I promise you that.
He puts his guarantee on it.
Yes.
So I have to decide who we want to let the money go to. Maybe the Burns Recovered Support Group, the kids that have been burned.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Maybe we could throw that money at them. And I still like to get, you know, I'd like to get $500 again. But if you'd like to, we could say let's start it at $100. And if you'd like to donate or bid $100, we'll start there and we'll see how it goes. And if we get enough, you get to come in here and on the air. I know what you're thinking. Oh, I'll be on the air. I'll be nervous. And I'll end up not being able to play as well as Dan and it'll all fail. No, he guarantees you'll be able to play as well as he is. One lesson. And you can pick a song or he can pick a song. That's the thing about him. You pick any song, no matter how obscure, he'll play it. He'll play it like he's played it 100 times, and you will too. So think about that, and we'll get back to that maybe tomorrow or next week.
All right, I found out what the white part of the
little
egg
snot ball
okay,
is.
What is that little white
they thing? Are two little twisted ropes called chalazes, and they're essentially ropes that connect the yolk from like the pointed end of the egg and the bottom of the egg, so it suspends the yolk in the middle,
like
so it doesn't
cord.
Bang against the sides of
the
shell.
Wow! How about that?
How about that?
Edible, I'm sure.
Yes.
Edible rope.
Okay. So what's it called? The chalazi?
Chalazi.
Okay.
Like you chalazi.
Are you making fun of the way Asian people?
No.
That's what it sounded
all.
Like. Yep. Did it sound like that to you?
Yeah.
You know chalazi.
That stereotype where they say L's where their R's should be?
Yeah. That's what I heard. Way to go, Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Way to alienate all our Asian listeners. You chalazi. So much he does that we don't go for.
You doing the fly lice joke today?
No, but it's coming up soon. It's a good one. I had to see my cardiologist this morning, and I don't mind seeing him because every other year it's just how you feeling. He puts a stethoscope on. But that other every other year is the thallium stress test, and I hate that. Alan Sofer is his name. He's a great guy, but he's all business. I mean, he's 100% doctor. No chit-chatting, no joking around. He really is dedicated. And
so you get on the treadmill?
No, that's a year from now. Oh. Every other year we do the treadmill. So I didn't mind going today, but I offered the nurse $20 to not make me get on the scale and fake the amount. I did. I said, I know I'm going to get a lecture. And here's what's so great about this guy. I had this appointment in September. I put it off once already because I just knew I'm a fat pig, and I know he's going to say, well, I see you still haven't lost any weight, and I just dreaded it. I dreaded it. So I was going to put it off again, but I went on in today. Here's the great thing about this guy. He never said a word. I went in and just started spilling my guts. Look, I know I'm supposed to lose weight, and I was down 15 pounds, but I hurt my elbow and I couldn't play tennis again. He just sat there listening, and I just kept talking and kept talking about it. And then I realized he never scolded me at all. I just scolded myself and told him why I didn't have any. I was still fat.
He probably felt he didn't have to do any of that.
I like him. He's a good guy. But did you ever meet anybody, and you know they're really smart, but you wonder if they ever not only tell a joke, would even appreciate it if you told them a joke? Sometimes I feel like, he works so hard and he's so serious. Maybe I need to give him a break and tell him a joke. But I don't know that he'd appreciate that. I'm going to keep working on him. Alan Sofer, he's a good guy. I've never seen a story like this. This is not a joke. It is a guy who has admitted that he has had sex with over 700 cars.
Cars?
Says his first physical experience was with Volkswagen Beetle. I'm not making this up. He's what they call a mechaphile. He's in love with mechanics. And he said he first became attracted to cars in 1965. He was tempted one night to step outside and make love to his neighbor's car. Now, I know what you're thinking. How does he do this? And he explains it. He says he's attracted to machines. That's what a mechaphile is, as well as having sex with cars. He said he also had a relationship with a helicopter and airplanes, claiming they're all better than women.
Oh.
I do not agree. Shut up. I do not agree with that.
Honk if you're horny.
I do not agree with that. And he said, I began my interest in the beauty of cars when I was 15. He says, it woke something up inside of me. The gentle caresses he gave the Volkswagen Beetle were so pleasurable. Now, here's what he says. Here's how it's possible to make love to a car. He says, it has to do with the body of the car itself. I'm sorry, folks, but I have to use this. There's no penetration. He said, you hug and hold and put the car against
romantic.
You. It is romantic. And you talk to the car a little bit, and then while you're sort of hugging it, you pleasure yourself while you're up against the car holding it.
Yeah.
And he said it's done with the car, by the car, next to the car, but not actually like into.
Yeah, only a weirdo would put it in the tailpipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think I am? Weird? He said the love of his life has been vanilla since 1982. I'm guessing this is a car.
Vanilla?
This is one weird. He's 63. He says, when I hold a car in my arms, I feel an energy that comes from each and every one of them. Okay. All righty then.
He's not hurting anybody.
Can you imagine him?
He's not. He's not out there killing people.
Downtown around Bush Stadium.
Woo!
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa,
the Cardinals
you go crazy.
Are playing?
Going car to car.
Oh.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Remember that lot out in when the Chrysler plant was at Fenton? Acres and acres of cars? Oh, my goodness. That guy would go insane out there.
Kill himself.
He would kill himself. Two guys are talking, and we'll just call them Mike and Joe. And Joe says to Mike, he says, man, my elbow. By the way, this is an old, old joke, and I don't know why I haven't told it for 2 or 3 years. It's an oldie. He says, my elbow's killing me. And Mike says, well, you need to see a doctor. And he says, no, I ain't got the money for a doctor. And Mike says, you know what? You don't have to see a doctor. I just remembered that one of my friends told me that Walgreens has a new diagnostic computer. You put a urine sample in a little tray and close the little plastic window, and this new computer will tell you from the urine sample What's wrong with you? It takes about 10 seconds, and it costs $10, a lot cheaper than the doctor. And Joe says, that's fantastic. I'm going to do that. So Joe goes to Walgreens, deposits a little urine sample in a small jar. There's a place in a restroom where you can go bring it out, and you put it into the computer, and a thing comes up, says deposit $10. A computer light comes on after you put in the urine sample, and 10 seconds later, a printout. He rips it off, and here's what it says. The printout says you have tennis elbow. Soak your arm in warm water. Avoid heavy lifting. It should improve in 2 weeks. Thank you for shopping at Walgreens. He's thinking, this is fantastic. But then he gets home that night, he starts thinking about it, and he's thinking, I wonder if you can fool the computer. So he mixes some tap water from his house in with a little bit of a stool sample from his dog. He takes some urine samples from his wife and his daughter and a sperm sample of his own, and he mixes them all up in like a liquid, and then he goes back to Walgreens. And he puts the concoction in there, puts in the $10. Now, remember what he's got in there. He's got tap water, a little bit of dog poop, urine from his wife and daughter, and a little bit of a sperm sample. He puts it in, $10 in, printout comes out. Here's what it says. It says five things. It says, one, your tap water is too hard. Get a water softener. Two, your dog has ringworm. You need to bathe him with antifungal shampoo. Three, your daughter has a cocaine habit. Get her to rehab. Four, your wife is pregnant, twins, and they aren't yours. Get a lawyer. And five, if you don't stop playing with yourself, your elbow's never going to get better.
Let's get a look at traffic now and head airborne for Frank Ladd. Frank?
Couple incidents to be aware of there, Dan. Southbound 270, you're jammed in the right lane approaching Highway 55 from Sappington Road. Get an accident on the ramp to southbound 55 from southbound 270. Working with a stall in the left lane, eastbound 64, just before 141 at last check, you're backed up to about Chesterfield Parkway East. Got an accident, two-car accident in the left turn lane, southbound Lindbergh at Clayton Road. Blocking the lane there at last check. There were no emergency vehicles on the scene, but it was kind of up on a little median there as well. Not causing too many delays, so we're able to get by it, but that left turn lane was really blocked. Westbound on 64, you're heavy between Kings Highway, McCausland, then again coming down the hill towards Mason. Also out in St. Charles County between 94 and Highway K. Westbound Highway 70, some volume passing the airport. Eastbound 64 was heavy between Jefferson and the Poplar Street Bridge. Not too many delays in the Metro East, just a little slow approaching the Highway 70 split. Still heavy up in North County, eastbound on 270 between McDonald and West Florissant. This update is brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exogen Temporal Scanner is so fast, accurate, and easy, it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
This station is live, local talk. That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis, 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Truck lovers, are you ready for the fall and winter months? Is your truck ready? Pure Performance Automotive Center in St. Charles can get your truck or automobile ready for the upcoming hunting season and harsh winter months that are just ahead. with a 20,000 square foot showroom and an expert staff ready to serve you. Pure Performance has all of the extra upgrades that your truck needs, including those specialty items that you just can't get from dealerships. Located just off Highway 70 on Truman Boulevard, Pure Performance stocks a huge selection of wheels, tires, and off-road accessories. If you're looking for tonneau covers or floor mats, if you need bed liners or lift kits, if your gas vehicle doesn't have the power, fuel mileage, or performance you've come to expect, visit Pure Performance today. As one of the largest independent retail parts and installation stores in the Midwest, Pure Performance is a fully equipped one-stop shop for everything automotive. Pure Performance, Highway 70 and Truman Boulevard in St. Charles, 636-946-8554. PurePerformance.com.
Martin Kilcoin here talking about amazing siding and windows. And I've noticed something funny that's happening. Companies are now bragging about their fiberglass reinforcements inside vinyl frames. Well, either it's fiberglass or it's vinyl. Can't be both. And trying to associate vinyl windows with fiberglass, just the next new scheme trying to convince you homeowners that you're getting a super extra special vinyl window. Still a vinyl window. So you need to do yourself a favor and consider the Infinity from Marvin. It's 100% fiberglass from amazing siding. No gimmicks, no games, 100% fiberglass. It's the strongest window on the market. Companies right now trying to use the fact that their windows are reinforced with the same material that Marvin is 100% constructed from. Which do you think is stronger? I think we know the answer, so call 636-230-5800, 636-230-5800, or stop by Amazing Siding and Infinity from Marvin, the showroom in Ellisville, or check them out online, AmazingSidingSTL.com.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars Advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is the place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stefspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Wednesday. That means you can enjoy an extra large 20-inch one-topping pizza and hot, cheesy garlic bread for $17.50 at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stefspizza.com. It's the pizza and garlic cheese bread special every Wednesday at Stefanina's.
Get free hot breakfast and free internet at Choice Hotels. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location.
trying to sell a home? Need help buying? You need experience and results. Hi, this is Terry Hall, and these are some of the results of recent clients I helped. I helped an investor get a home 30% below list price. I helped a lady sell a home $15,000 over list price in 5 hours. I just helped a young buyer close on a deal where there were 6 other people bidding on the home. You trying to sell? You trying to buy a home? Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. 314-220-0524.
Let's get it. Southern California. Mike Evans standing by. Brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. They are right next door to each other, and they're waiting for you to make your reservation at the restaurant or come by and grab something at Smokehouse. Please don't forget gift certificates. Last year, they broke all previous records for gift certificates. That's about as good a gift certificate as you can give anybody. There's one from the restaurant, Any Guns, or the Smokehouse. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it going. Here is Mike Evans.
Come on, man.
How's it going?
How you doing, homie?
We're good. What's up?
I think I have me a little sip of wine.
Yeah, boy, that's his Adam Sandler voice.
I've been drinking a lot of wine. Cheryl's gone.
Mm.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do what?
You
think you know me.
I know you.
You think
I've
you
known
can
you
predict.
For 22 years, Franco.
You think I'm going to do something like, hey, Cheryl, he just said you're gone. I wouldn't do that because you're expecting him.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No.
Pop quiz question. What is Russian President Vladimir Putin's favorite music that he listens to on his iPod? Is it Black Sabbath? Is it Foo Fighters? Is it Lynyrd Skynyrd? Or is it Carrie Underwood?
Hmm.
Love nuggets. Russell Brand says the sexiest woman in the world is definitely his ex-wife, Katy Perry.
Well, I don't doubt that.
Right. Memories edge.
She's also the craziest for marrying him.
Mm-hmm. I think he wishes he had her back.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Really. A Different Kind of Love, Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Spends a lot of time at William H. Macy and his wife, Felicity Huffman's home. Selena Gomez is like second parents to her.
Hmm.
It's kind of cool.
Hmm.
They're very nice people.
You said you think he wishes he had Katy Perry's back. I think he wishes he had her front.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Are you getting nasty, honey?
Like yep.
Mm-hmm. Getting nasty with.
Yep.
Don't get nasty with.
Getting real.
Odds and ends. There's a new investigation that head injuries in the NFL may cause players to commit domestic violence now or later in life because of the trauma to their brain.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's it.
Good one.
Top new TV shows with great ratings. How to Get Away with Murder, Gotham, Scorpion. You watch any of those, Franco?
Never watched any of them.
Worst new shows with horrible ratings, Utopia, Mulaney, Selfie. You watch any of those, Franco?
Not a one.
Okay, then. Collection agencies have flown their wolves to England trying to collect some of the $8 million that Lindsay Lohan owes. And then, yesterday, England media has listed Lindsay Lohan's name to be considered as the 2014 Woman of the Year.
Oh, my goodness.
She's a walking drunk pile. She owes everybody money. She can't even remember the lines to her, the play she's in. I mean, what are they thinking? New York Post headline. Story about the Secretary of State, the goofy John Kerry. I can say that because I've met him several times. John Kerry in Gaza, giving the terrorist state officials $212 million of U.S. aid. Headline screamed, Cash and Kerry.
Oh, that's good.
See what he did there?
It's about time we gave some other countries money.
I know, homie. That's just, we need to do that more.
Instead of being so stingy.
Hollywood date in history, October 14th, 1924, 90 years ago today, the France, who gave us the Statue of Liberty, the Statue of Liberty became a national monument. Have you seen the Statue of Liberty, Franco?
Oh, sure.
Everybody seen it in the studio?
No, I have not, no.
All right, Dan. Instant pop quiz. Go around the room. How many stories tall is the Statue of Liberty?
Dude, that's a good one.
How many stories?
I want to say like 60 or something.
Yeah, I was going to say 70.
I'll say 72.
It's 15 stories tall.
15?
So much taller.
It's 152 feet high.
We're all stupid.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not tall at all. In fact, when Cheryl saw it for the first time, we were up around 18th Street over off the West Highway on the lower west side of Manhattan. And I said, there's a Statue of Liberty. And she goes, where? I go, there. Right up there in the water? There. She goes, you got to be kidding me.
Who is this Cheryl?
Oh, come on. Just for that, I'm going to have a sip of vino.
Like you wouldn't anyway.
When I was a little boy, my grandmother, Nina,
mm-hmm.
took me to New York when I came visited from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, you could walk up a tiny, narrow, spiral staircase in her arm to the
in your grandmother's arm?
To the flame.
Oh.
What'd you say?
Walk up a staircase in your grandmother's arm? No, the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, no, I think after 9/11 they stopped letting people go to the torch, or before that?
Yeah,
it's before that.
He's getting the shakes, getting the DTs.
Boy. I just can't believe you're saying that about my grandmother who's deceased.
Nina.
How'd she talk again?
Do that impression.
I took Max to the Statue of Liberty, yeah. And we walked to the flame.
Your grandmother sounded like she's having a bowel movement.
Yeah.
Maybe she was.
And finally.
Disgusted.
Yeah, now he's leaving in disgust. Yeah.
What Russian President Vladimir Putin, what music does he listen to on his iPod? Is it the Black Sabbath, the Foo Fighters, the Lynyrd Skynyrd, or the Carrie Underwood?
Oh, man. I'm going to say, I was going to go with Black Sabbath because that's so out there, but I'm going to go Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Foo Fighters.
The only one that's not rock is Carrie My Underwear, so I'm going to go with her.
The answer is Black Sabbath.
Oh.
Hey, I'm Mark, and I'm all about saying.
That's a great name, Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
That's a good, dark name. Mike Evans brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, next to each other. Please remember, when you get down to the part where you go, what do we get blank, so-and-so, fill in the blank, get them a gift certificate to either Any Guns or the Smokehouse. I promise you, it's not one of those they'll set aside and never use. Nobody tosses gift certificates to Any Guns at the Smokehouse Market. American Equity Mortgage has been with us for over 23 years. 52 weeks a year for over 23 years. That is a record that is longer than anybody has ever supported this show. And they're still with us, and we couldn't be more grateful. Here's how you can thank them for supporting this show for so long. First of all, when you contact American Equity Mortgage, be very clear. Make sure they understand you are AM and the PM. If they say, what does that mean? Say, get me somebody else, please, who understands what that means. That'll teach them. They'll learn. And then let them work their magic. Let them show you what they do and how fast and efficiently they can do it, how they can turn you into a homeowner instead of, you know, you're continuing to be a renter, how they can use that equity and show you how to use the equity in your home to borrow money the smart way. And the smart way means at low, low interest rates. They can show you how to do that. And I love it when all the other places, I heard one just, I think this morning, saying they were the biggest and the best in the St. Louis. Really? Really? Then why do all of you copy American Equity Mortgage and try to have the same phone numbers and the same phrasing and the same catch lines, like perfect or less than perfect credit? Here's the deal. It's AmericanEquity.com or this phone number. 314-878-9999.
Time for our final check on traffic. Here's Frank Glass.
Well, the good news, Dan, they've cleared that accident southbound 270 and Highway 55. The bad news is you're heavy between 44 and Tesson Ferry on southbound 270. They've cleared the incident eastbound on 64 that was at 141, blocking the left lane. You're still backed up to about Clarkson and Olive, but that is thinning out. Westbound on 64, still seeing a lot of brake lights and headlights headed west out of the city between Hampton and McCausland. Then again, coming down the hill towards Mason and out in St. Charles County. It's a slow stretch now from about 94 out through Winghaven. Reports of an accident there. They cleared the accident southbound Lindbergh at Clayton Road as well, so you're back on the move there. Southbound 170 continues to thin out. Just a little bit of volume now approaching the Brentwood exit, and then in that left lane approaching Highway 64. Thinned out headed eastbound on Highway 64 as well, approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. The Metro East has been pretty good most of the afternoon. Eastbound up North County 270. Still some delays now east of McDonald up through 170. This update brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The X-Trim temporal scanner thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking temperature. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak London Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
You love your sports teams.
Yeah.
So why sit at home alone watching the game?
Yay.
When you could be watching with good food, cold beer, and other fans at Hot Shots Bar and Grill in Arnold and Webster Groves. Sunday's a special at Hot Shots as you watch the NFL with Hot Shots drink specials. For more, go to HotShotsNet.com. Pool leagues, dirt leagues, beer and food, and watching the game with other fans.
Yeah.
It's Hot Shots Bar and Grill in Webster Groves in the Yorkshire Village Shopping Center at Laclede Station and Watson Roads. In Arnold, a mile east of Highway 55 at the intersection of 141 and Jeffco Boulevard.
Hey Mizzou fans, stop by before or after the game and see what Real's all about. Lion's Choice has been serving real roast beef sandwiches since 1967. Quality, taste, and nutrition is what we're all about. Stop by today. Get real.
For the best lawn on the block, DynaGreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for DynaGreen or online at DynaGreenInfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Police say a couple ripped off this Rural King here in Waterloo, and they brought along a one-year-old when they did the crime.
Activists returned to St. Louis City Hall with demands. Their planned meeting with the mayor and a step made today that would meet some of those demands.
Rappelling down the side of the Gateway Arch when workers will make the journey.
First on Fox, 24 hours after this heartbreaking loss in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series, the Cards try to bounce back to even the series at two games apiece.
That's right. First pitch is about an hour away, and Fox 2 Sports Director Martin Kilcoyne is here with a look ahead. Martin.
Well, Tony La Russa would always say after a bitter loss, whether it was in August or October, turn the page. Cardinals need to do that today. If